is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
My name is Cassie Suttles, a senior cheerleader at Fairlawn High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fairlawn Jets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you again from Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickwell High School, the scene of a doubleheader tonight. In boys Division IV tournament play, game one, Fairlawn versus Triad, a rematch of a season opener back in November when Triad nipped Fairlawn at the Triad gym by 1 point, 65-64. Fairlawn blew a 15-point lead in the last 7 minutes of that game. Nightcap features Jackson Center Covington. Two fine tilts tonight. Game one, even Steven via records. Triad 17-6 finished third in the Ohio Heritage Conference behind Southeastern and West Liberty Salem. Fairlawn 15-7 on the year, 6-6 in the Shelby County League behind Rushi, Jackson Center, and Anna. Should be quite a scoring show tonight, Chuck, if the first meeting between these two continues to hold serve once again in that opening game. Ryan Boyd for the Triad Cardinals pumped in 31 points. Nate Lessing for Fairlawn, 33. Lessing averaging in the mid-20s per game on the year. Boyd, 19 per contest. Not that many free throws shot in that game back in late November, only 30. But it was a drive fest as Boyd and Lessing just carved up the other club's defense, entered the paint, one trip after another down the floor, made pull-up 10 to 15 footers, or took it all the way to the rim and scored layups. However, it was a field goal by another player for Triad at the buzzer, which won the game by two, capping a tremendous comeback. Triad, as I said, was down 15 with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter of that game, and the Cardinals pulled it out. That was one of the Jets' seven losses this season. We expect each team's defense to obviously concentrate very hard on Lessing and Boyd, but when you've got two players, Chuck, who are that good, you can't snuff them out. You might be able to control them a little bit. Obviously, Fairlawn would love to hold Boyd down to his per-game average of 19.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I've only seen Boyd play a couple of times out here. The young man can flat-out shoot it. He is a mid-range jump shot phenom, and he needs 27 points tonight to take over the scoring leadership for the Triad's all-time leading scorer. That's a tough get, but he got it the first time, so it's a possibility. Nate Lessing is as good a basketball player, he's good a scorer as there is in this area in any division. He's a decent three-point shooter, but boy, he gets to the rim, he goes to the free throw line, and he is, you know, he's going to get 20. If he has an off night, he's going to get 20, and from there it just goes up.
Hadley LeVan, a 5'9 sophomore guard, is the young man who made the buzzer beater for Triad when it beat Fairlawn back in late November, season opener for the two teams at Triad. You mentioned Boyd, a career scoring mark in sight at Triad. Nate Lessing has already, as a junior, eclipsed the career scoring mark for a single player at Fairlawn by game six or seven next year. Lessing has eclipsed the season scoring mark at Fairlawn already this year. And by early December in a senior season, he'll eclipse the career scoring mark at Fairlawn. And by the 1st of January, might even eclipse the Shelby County League career scoring mark.
Well, nothing shocking about that.
No.
From the time he was a freshman, the kid walked out onto the floor and just scored. And I have never seen him have a bad game. I've seen him have games where he didn't shoot it real well from the outside. But when that happens, he's such a smart kid, he'll get to the rim. So any way you look at it, the only downside I see to him is sometimes because he plays so hard, he picks up some offensive fouls. If he gets in foul trouble early, like he did against Anna, that kind of sidelined him, and then he came back and had a heck of a second half against him.
That reminds me, in some respects, of Drew Sosby of Jackson Center. Each player can score off the dribble, shoot the three. Each of the two young men, Sosby and Lessing, great hops, good spring in their legs. They can post up down inside and play much taller than their height. Lessing is listed at officially 6'2 and a half, 6'3, plays like he's maybe 6'5 or 6'6. Ryan Boyd, on the other hand, for Triad, is only 6 feet tall. Fairlawn's got to do a better job on him than the Jets did the first time around. A revenge motive in play, certainly for Fairlawn here this evening. I just talked to head coach Tidwell of the Jets. He said, well, I hope so. Although these two teams far different than they were in November, that's over 20 games ago.
Right. I mean, that first game, everything has changed from that point to now. And besides the revenge part, you're looking to play in a sectional, it's the finals on Saturday night. So, and either one of these teams in Jackson Center or Covington has a shot to go. There's no clear-cut favorite out of that whole group, I don't think.
Yeah, you're right. It's about as even as one bracket could be here at Pickwin quite a few years. You've got four clubs in sectional semifinal games tonight. Not a huge difference from top to bottom among the four.
No, I mean, the Jackson Center can be as good as anybody, but they can also struggle at times with other people. Now, I was impressed on Saturday when they came out and some of their role players that hadn't even shot the ball much in the season came out, did some scoring, and looked to take some of the pressure off of Drew Sosby and Wildermuth, and they're going to have to continue that trend tonight.
I think it's going to be very important for Fairlawn to get scoring from players other than Nate Lessing in the first meeting between these two teams. Cody Kirtner pumped in 14 for the Fairlawn Jets. He's got to get double figures, and conceivably Aaron Hammond has got to step up, get his per-game average of 8.5 points per outing.
But Aaron Hammond, at times last year, when I would watch him, I'm thinking, man, he's a breakout player. But then sometimes he just goes and disappears. The other one is Logan DeMarcus. He had some great games as a three-point shooter last year. But we haven't really seen that in the games we've seen Fairlawn play. And Keyshawn Johnson, the transfer in from Sydney, did not play the first time. That's going to be he's not a fantastic shooter, but, boy, is he quick, and does he play defense.
Ryan Boyd at 19 a game for Triad, as we noted. And behind him at 10.5 each are Hadley LeVan and Colby Watson, two guards. LeVan is at 5'9", Watson 6 feet tall. Both are sophomores, by the way. Boyd, the leading scorer, is a senior. Lessing, as we all know, is a junior. He's back another year, as if the county opponents for Fairlawn want more of Nate Lessing in 2016-17.
His 14th year. It just seems funny how when you see a kid that's that good as a freshman, and he's only gotten better. It seems like they're here forever, but he is a lot of fun to watch. I enjoy doing Fairlawn games.
And so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, our anchors, American Architectural Glass, new location in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolley in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Iowa District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best local sports page coverage around. A new underwriting sponsor, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, also Sydney Car Care in Sydney, and Primary Eye Care Associates, new here on ScorersBroadcast.com, with locations in St. Paris, Troy, Sydney, Fort Loramie, and Jackson Center. We've got our starting lineups coming up in just a moment. It's Triad versus Fairlawn. The Cardinals and the Jets, a rematch of the game played in late November when Triad nipped Fairlawn by a score of 65-64. This is ScorersBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
The winner of this game between Fairlawn and Triad comes back on Saturday night at 7 to play the team triumphant in Game 2 tonight. That will pit Covington and Jackson Center. Of course, the Jackson Center Tigers, the number one seed in the Thickwood Boys Division 4 sectional. And just as I mentioned, Jackson Center, we see the Tigers coaching staff has entered far corner of Pickwa's Garber Gym. You can spot them a mile away, always attired in dark slacks, white shirts, and a Jackson Center orange tie.
Yep, and they're sitting up there with their clipboards getting ready to scout this game.
Yep. I remember talking to Scott Elkert shortly after the draw here at Pickwa, and he said, well, we're in a tough bracket. We know how good Fairlawn is with Nate Lessing, and he added, Triad is pretty daggone good, too. Starting lineups being introduced now for the Fairlawn Jets. The opening five is as follows. Nate Lessing is a 6'3" junior. Nate wears number 3 on his jersey. Outstanding performer, 6'3" tall. He's joined on the court by Nick Brodigan, 6'2" a junior. Cody Kirchner, 6'1" a junior. Aaron Hammond, 6'1" a senior. And Drew Brodigan, 6'3" tall, a sophomore. Kirchner is at 9 points a game. Hammond at 8. And Nate Lessing is at 26.5 per outing. For the Triad Cardinals, Ryan Boyd, leading scorer, 19 points a game, 6 feet tall, a senior. Alec Ober, 5'9", junior guard. Colby Watson, 6 foot senior, or I should say sophomore to wing. Thomas O'Neill, 6'2", junior up front. And Hadley Levan, a 5'9", sophomore. Teams up with Boyd at a guard spot. Opening tip to start the game, won by the Fairlawn Jets, who immediately bobble a pass on the far side of the floor. Turnover, Fairlawn. That was really critical against the Jets in the first meeting this year between the two. Fairlawn made 9 turnovers in the fourth quarter to blow a 15-point lead in the last 7 minutes.
Well, one of the things we didn't mention before the game, Triads play the game, and that makes a difference in the tournament.
Here's a quick 3, a long one, right corner by Triad. Good deflection on the play by Lessing. Fairlawn got their lead out, or I should say got the rebound, and threw a lead out pass down the floor to a player leaking toward the basket, and the driving layup by Kirchner is good. Fairlawn jumps in front 2-0. We played less than a minute. With the ball to a right, Triad Cardinals have got it. Ryan Boyd on top. Coming out to greet him, head of the key. In that zone, edging is Drew Brodigan, 6'3" tall for Fairlawn. Here's Boyd, top of the circle. Wow, he floats up a skyscraper of a three-pointer. Nothing but cord all nylon. He swished it. 3-2 in favor of Triad. Two-pointer by Kirchner of Fairlawn. A triple by Boyd, leading scorer on the year for the Cardinals, 19 points a game. Here's Hammond with the ball. Hammond to Kirchner. Kirchner hangs on, goes to Hammond straight away. Looks like a Triad is in his own too, right? Checkers, yes. A drive to Lessing in the lane, off balance, shot no good. He knew where it was going to go. It was partially blocked. He caught it, laid it back up and in. 4-3, Jets up a point. Here's Triad, dribble drive. Boyd hustles down the left side of the floor, into the lane, flips it back out on top to Ober. Ober bounce pass, low post right. Fairlawn knocks it away. Good hustle and effort for the Jets who tie it up. Triad will keep it. Head coach for Triad, Chuck, is Matt McCurdy. He enjoyed an outstanding career playing basketball at Springfield Catholic Central. He is in year number 2. And I'm right next to Matt McCurdy, who's at courtside, head coach of the Cardinals. Formerly a star at SCC in Springfield.
I'm old enough to remember when he played.
I got a little reaction out of it. Here's Triad with the ball deep in the right corner. Now to the post. Fake spin move by Boyd. Up and under. Left it short, though. Good rebound. Hammond to Fairlawn. We played a little over 2 minutes. 4-3 in favor of the Jets. Hammond top of the circle. Almost decided to trigger a 3. Didn't. Gave it to Kirchner. Right wing Hammond. Baseline right. Drew Brodigan. Goes to the post to Lessing. He's triple teamed. Open player, top of the circle. Kirchner lets it fly. He was straddling the arc. He earns 2. He's got 2 2-pointers already. Kirchner scored 14 in the first meeting against Triad. He's got 4 points already tonight. 6-3 Jets. Here's a dribble drive by Triad, 30 feet away. Offensive foul called against Colby Watson. The 6 foot sophomore, he ran into a Jet who was planted firmly.
Well, what caused it is he made contact and then extended his arm. They're going to call that every time.
5:11 to go in the first quarter, 6-3 Jets. Here's Hammond, top of the circle, Kirchner. Gives it up near side to Nick Brodigan. Nick, a 6'2 junior, outside the arc on the right to Kirchner to Nick straight away. Both clubs playing zone. Ball thrown into the lane to Lessing, a flash to the post, flipped it back down the arc to Kirchner. High arching triple, no off the rim. Strong rebound, Drew Brodigan. Tug of war for the leather. It's ruled a tie up, and Fairlawn will keep it.
When you rebound like that, you can't bring it down. He's too big. He went from 6'3 to 5'10 by bringing the ball down to his ankles. Maybe 5'3. 4:47 to go in the first quarter. 6'3 Jets. Luke Hickman, 6'4 sophomore, checking in now for Fairlawn. Here's the ball rotated around the top of the key. Entered low in the block, right side to Lessing. Shot fake, power move. He's belted on the shoulder, and he earns two free throws.
He plays the middle of the zone on offense, and I've never seen a kid more. I mean, he's just active. He never stops while he's in there.
Free throw, Nate Lessing. Lipped the rim and came out. No good. Fouled in the act of shooting. He gets number two here. 6'3 Jets. 3 minutes, 20 seconds gone, opening period. Second foul shot, Lessing. Got it. 7-3, Fairlawn up to four. 4:38 to go here in the first quarter. Triad in the road, black. Red numbers outlined in white. Fairlawn, white from top to bottom. Blue Fairlawn across the chest, blue numerals. Here's a deep right corner jump shot by Try. Had a long one. It's dead on the money. Beautiful looking tray from way outside by Hadley Levan. He's only a sophomore. Looks very experienced. He shot that ball with confidence. Couple of triples, one by Boyd, one by Levan for Triad, which trails Fairlawn 7-6. Half the first quarter gone by. Here's Lessing in the post. Gives it up out high on the play to Nick Brodigan. Baseline left to Lessing. He powers to the rim. Good defense. Put on by Triad, which blocked the ball away. Thomas O'Neill on the slam. Ball bounds away to Levan. Up the floor to Boyd. Boyd pulls up ahead of the key. Picked up there by Kirtner. 3:42 to go first quarter. Two buckets by Triad, both triples. Here's a fake to the left. Here's Boyd steering his way down the right side of the lane. He drives and scores. Great effort by Triad, which isolated Boyd on the right side of the floor. Two or three Cardinals screened off Jets to pave the way. Fairlawn gets a timeout. Down one, 8-7, 3.5 to go in the first. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
That, Chuck, it's imperative for Triad to know where Nate Lessing is. Likewise, imperative for Fairlawn to know where Ryan Boyd is. Boyd with a stellar drive on the last sequence. He's made a triple. You've got to honor him from long range. And like Nate Lessing, he can put it on the floor and blitz you right to the hoop. Here is Fairlawn with the ball, forecourt to our left. Here's Hickman, open, foul line extended right, 16-footer, no good. Oh, look at the rebound, deflection, right to Lessing, who caught it and laid it up and through. 9-8, Jets up a point. Good start to this game. Fair amount of scoring, 17 points between the clubs in the first 5 minutes. Here's Boyd outside the arc on the right, spin move, leaves it behind him for a teammate, it's Levan. Now Boyd, Levan tries a back cut, not there. Levan comes out and catches. Here's O'Neill, 25 feet away. Left flank to Kobe Watson. Jumping, shooting a three, near side of the floor. Levan, he's got it. His second triple. And let's see what we have. Blocking foul or charging in backcourt. No, it's a travel against the Fairlawn Jets. Keyshawn Johnson took the ball a third of the way up the floor, turned. There was contact. The referees looked at each other, and Denny Dyer got the nod from one official to go ahead and make the call, and he said no foul steps on the play.
I think that probably was the best case scenario for Fairlawn.
2 minutes, 30 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Open player Neal down low on the right around Hickman. Hickman tags him on the arm. Shot no good, but two free throws for O'Neal for Triad. Tell you what, Chuck, the roster sheet for Triad lists O'Neill at 6'2".
I know.
He's got to be at least 6'4".
He's a couple inches taller than the other 6'2 kids. Yep. That's all I know.
Hey, what his free throw, what in the air about three times as tall as he is. That shot was a good, what, 15, 16 feet off the hardwood, came down to the back rim and glanced off. 11-9, two-point lead for Triad, the last three-pointer made by LeVay, and he's got two. That shot by O'Neal way off as well. Fairlawn gets the carom. Keyshawn Johnson on the floor now. Johnson, a 5'11 junior, to Hickman. Hickman spots up on the arc, near side. Missed it off the back brace, no good. The ball hit the rim, hit a cable above the backboard, wasn't noticed. Triad got the rebound, though. Here's a quick 15-footer by the Cardinals, way short. Rebound down the floor, Fairlawn, 1, 2, 3, quick passes. Lay up by Lessing, he's got it. Tied up at 11. Boyd back in a jiffy, down the floor for the Cardinals. Feeds off to a teammate, baseline right, it's Watson. Shot at the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Quick outlet, Johnson to Kirtner. Back to Keyshawn. Keyshawn whips it to Hickman in the post. Turnaround, 10-footer, swish, he's got it. Hickman hits for Fairlawn. See, I like Hickman taking that shot. He took two long threes when he came off the bench. You need to get that shot in and then move back. 13-11, the Jets are in the lead by two. Here's Triad with the ball 25 feet away. And posting up down low on the right is Colby Watson, 6-foot sophomore, used his body nicely to get position. Fine entry pass from teammate LeVan. Watson hammered on the elbow as he shot it. He's got two free throws with a minute 17 to go here in the first. Fairlawn up two, 13-11. Foul shot, Triad, good. 13-12, Jets up one. It is a fast-paced, physical game. We knew it would be, no surprise. These two clubs combined for 129 points in the regular season clash in late November. Both foul shots dead on target by Colby Watson of Triad, which has tied the game up at 13. Watson gets a breather. He is spent. He comes to the near sideline. Walks past us right in front. Token pressure by Triad in backcourt. And Fairlawn brings it down. Up over the timeline, Nick Brodigan. Nick looks for help, tries to find Hammond. He's not there. Gives it to Lessing, top of the circle. Guarding Lessing is LeVan. Deep right corner, triple by Keyshawn Johnson. It is strong, no good. Weak side rebound, easy one for the Cardinals. 52 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Game tied at 13. Crossover dribble by Boyd. Still dribbles. Tries to get a screen, can't. He's wrapped up by two Fairlawn players. Gets the pass away to teammate LeVan. Deep left corner, Boyd. Spin move. Oh, Keyshawn Johnson ripped it away. Long lead out down the floor. Caught by Nick Brodigan. Low on the left to Lessing for the layup. Good teamwork by the Jets, who lead by two.
That was quick as hands I've seen all year right there.
Superb steal at one end. Quick hands down there. Lessing helped take it away. Lessing got the deuce at the other end. Fairlawn up two. 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Boyd, 25 feet away, goes between the legs. Gives it up, gets it back. He's still in the arc. Dribble drive through the head of the key. Here's a long three-point shooter by Triad. No good, way short, as the shot was arched up there on the play by Ober. Didn't catch iron, fell harmlessly to the hardwood, and the opening quarter closes out. Fairlawn up two, 15-13 over Triad on scores.broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got but the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.com.
And thanks so much to American Architectural Glass, new location, Elm Street in Fort Loring. On the web with us the last 6 years here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Underway second quarter, first 15 seconds gone. Triad with the ball, trailing Fairlawn by two, 15 to 13. With the basketball for the Cardinals, 25 feet away, it's over. Outside to Boyd, here's a step back three over a screen. Hits it! Ryan Boyd from way downtown. Wow, that ball was shot from the Miami Shelby County line, Chuck.
What you like to see is someone who shoots the jump shot that deep, just like he shoots a 15-footer.
Yeah. Fine form, strong young man, only a 6-footer senior. As Chuck noted in the pregame, what, less than 30 points shy of the Triad career scoring mark.
He needs 19 more.
Here's a baseline drive to Lessing of Fairlawn. He weaved his way between a couple of Cardinals who couldn't get in front and slow him down. Shot was no good. Lessing had no chance to make it, but he did successfully draw a two-shot free throw attempt. 16-15, three-pointer by the Cardinals put Triad up one. 6:59 to go in the second. Free throw, Nate Lessing, yes. Tied at 16. Triad played in the first round, beat Riverside 59-42. Fairlawn took a bye. The Jets have played 22 games on the year. This is the first postseason game. 15-7 by way of record for the Jets, 17-6 for the Cardinals. Both free throws by Lessing up and in, giving Fairlawn a one-point lead. And then as the Cardinals bring the ball up the floor, over guarding at the center line. Foul picked up on the play by the Fairlawn Jets. Johnson tried to make another steal. He's got one already in this game. That time he got too close for comfort. Here's O'Neal, high post for the Cardinals, who are down one. Spins it off into the left corner to Watson. On the arc, it goes to Boyd. Boyd on the dribble to O'Neal outside the lane in the right. Here's a running one-hander. The 6'4 post player shot it. It rolled off. Rebounded by the Jets. Quickly down the floor, exploding as Lessing shot it. No good. Hit the heel. Bounded away. Out of bounds. Off Fairlawn. Boy, Nate Lessing caught a 40-foot pass chest high. And he barreled to the rim the last 15 feet. Couldn't get it to go in traffic. Jets up a point, 6:26 to go in the second quarter. And now we've got eight players in backcourt. Pressure applied to Fairlawn. And now Fairlawn eases up its defense as Colby Watson brings it down the floor. Circles top of the key. He's got space right down the lane. Blew the runner. Rebound O'Neal. 7-footer in. It skipped around the rim and went through. 6'4 pivot player for Triad. Notches a goal to make it 18-17. Fairlawn down a bucket. It's been a seesaw first half. We knew it would be tight. 65-64, Triad, the score of the first game in late November, the season opener. Here is Kirtner behind the arc to Hammond. Right side Kirtner, Triad still in the zone. Foul line, Drew Brodigan. Left corner, Nick. Nick lets it fly. The triple missed it way hard. Weak side rebound, Lessing. Ball, volleyball all around. Picked up by Drew Brodigan in the lane. Fadeaway shot, no, but he's hacked on the arm, and he's awarded two. Chuck, that was a volleyball effort. It looked to me like about four players up top, 10 feet off the ground, all had sets of fingers on the ball at one time.
Yeah, it was a scrum.
Two foul shots. Drew Brodigan, the first, is in, but the referee on the far side of the floor signals no good. Drew stepped over the foul line a hair too soon.
Not sure I understand how you ever do that.
Yep, he gets another, fouled in the act of shooting. This for the tie. Swish. 18-18. Triad Fairlawn locked up in a close one. 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Here's Colby Watson to midcourt. Picked up 25 feet away by Kirtner of Fairlawn. Outside the arc, high right. It's given to Ober. He goes into the corner. Sends it on top to Boyd. Boyd dribbles behind the back. He does that frequently. High bounce on the dribble, 25 feet away. Nick Brodigham on Boyd, now to Watson. On a weave, it goes to LeVan. Here's Boyd straight on. Likes to use that forearm to get distance between he and the defender. Oh, here's nice penetration by Watson. Off to Ober, baseline right. He pumps in a one-hander from 10 feet away. Penetration and the kick. Two-point lead try at 2018. 4:40 left to go here in the second quarter. Jets have the ball high right. Hammond feeds the cutter in the lane. It's Kirtner. Now to Nick Brodigham. Deep left corner, Drew to Hammond. Almost rose up and shot the three. And it is taken. Deep left corner. Yes, on target. Beautiful looking jump shot by Kirtner, who's had a sparkling game so far for Fairlawn.
He's got seven and Lessing has 11.
They've got 18 of the Jets, 21, three-point advantage, Fairlawn. Here's a dribble drive into the lane, over, lost it, got it back, fed it to Boyd on the arc. Open player, baseline left, shot way too hard, big-time foul, though, by Fairlawn, preventing the deuce from Noah Unger, 6'1 junior, in off the bench for Triad. He's at the stripe with a pair. Drew Brodigham picked up foul number one for Fairlawn. 3:58 remaining, second quarter. Unger for the tie for the Cardinals. No, it hit the back iron. Second free throw upcoming for Unger of the Cardinals. 1 point game, Fairlawn in the lead. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Ball's in the palm of his hands. Missed it hard, no good, wouldn't have counted. Triad guilty of in the lane too soon. It's gone against each team once.
Well, you kind of understand because that was an ugly free throw, let's just be honest. But Brodigham has good form. His was just a lack of concentration.
Midcourt with the ball. It is Nick Brodigham to Hammond coming out to catch Lessing. About as far away from the hoop as he's touched it tonight, 25 feet. Little give and go to Nick into the lane. Feeds to Drew in the right corner. Back to Nick on top. Left side pass to Kirtner. Now Nick Brodigham, top of the circle. Hammond's got it 25 feet out. Lessing comes out to catch.
Trey has gone to a box and one. They're playing Lessing man-to-man and playing a 2-2 zone.
A good recognition, Chuck. You're so right. There's a cross-court pass to Hammond. Left-handed three ball in the air. Missed it off the rim. Tremendous rebound. Low on the left by Nick Brodigham. And the ball is fumbled away. Triad touched it. Fairlawn touched it. Out of bounds to the Cardinals, who were down one. 3:16 to go, second quarter. 21-20 Fairlawn. Here's Colby Watson in backcourt for the Cardinals. Up over the timeline against Kirtner of the Jets. Watson on the bounce, gives it to Boyd. Fakes right, goes left. Jitterbug move in the lane around one player, another. Left-handed shot, no good. Hit the board, the rim, caromed out. Drew Brodigham's got it for Fairlawn. Down to Lessing. He barrels into the lane. Lickety-split push-off foul against Triad, the team's fifth. 2:52 to go here in the second. 21-20, Fairlawn leads. Baseline right, Hammond, the playmaker, into Drew Brodigham. Near side to Nick. Nick to Hammond, left corner. Cross-court skip pass to Drew Brodigham. Deep right corner. Looks for Lessing posting up. Ball flipped across the court again by Fairlawn. Then right back to Drew in the right corner. And we've got a collision below the basket, low right. Somebody might have been holding Nate Lessing very tightly. Common foul, Triad. Fairlawn's in the 1-1 on the next one.
Second foul on Watson.
Baseline, right of the basket. Hammond to trigger here for the Jets. He looks, goes to Drew Brodigham. Nate Lessing posting up. Drew's on the arc. Now Nate comes out to get the handoff. Nate's got it 25 feet away. He is being checked by Ober at side court. Nate Lessing starts to work. Dribble drive. Around Ober. Into the lane. Missed it off the heel. Drew Brodigham got the rebound. Might have walked. Reverse layup. Got it.
I think he did walk. That's just might have.
Drew Brodigham. Good effort. Got away with steps.
He was amidst three or four players. I don't think the officials, nor I, Chuck, could see his feet.
I think that's what happened exactly.
But he went from low right to low left, never put it on the floor.
Either that or he's got one heck of a step.
Excellent shot, though, by Drew. Give him a lot of credit down low. He stuck right with it to give the Jets a three-point lead, 23-20. Fairlawn knocks the ball out of bounds beneath the triad basket. 5 second count is on. It's lobbed in on the play to a driver through the paint. Running one-hander, LeVan, no good. Offensive foul. He missed it anyway, but adding insult to injury against Triad, charging is whistled. Player control, no shots from Fairlawn. Instead, the Jets bring it down up 3-23-20. Fairlawn's held Triad scoreless now over 2 minutes. Minute 52 left, first half. Kirtner's got the ball in the arc now to Lessing. Back to Kirtner, 25 feet away. To Hammond, right wing Nick Brodigan. Now to Drew at the foul line. To Hammond, minute 38 to go first half. What do we have in the lane again? Triad impeding the progress of, I think, Drew Brodigan, who went flashing through the middle. He got hooked. He was stuck in there.
I think it was Lessing. They tried to hold him as he popped up from the baseline.
And Nate Lessing's at the stripe with a 1-and-1, 18 fouls on Triad. Big shot for Nate. It rims around, and out. He's missed two free throws. That's a big one. 1-and-1 blown. Here's Triad with the ball. Minute and a half to go, first half. 3-point lead, Fairlawn. On the arc, Boyd. Fakes right, goes left. Good defense on the play by Nick Brodigan. Outside the arc to Olberg, down inside to a teammate, Watson. He staggers, pushed off the spot, and fouled while attempting a fadeaway. Two free throws, Watson of Triad. A minute 18 to go here in the second quarter. Jets up 3, 23-20. Watson will shoot two here for the Cardinals. A couple of bounces, high-arching free throw, all net. 23-21 the score. 2-point lead now for Fairlawn. Hickman back on the floor. Drew Brodigan off for the Jets. Second shot in again. Colby Watson right on the money twice. Fairlawn's lead shaved to 1 point, 23-22. Minute 13 to go, first half. Left side of the floor, Kirtner. Whips a pass on top to Nick Brodigan. Nick dribbles down the lane, unmolested, fed it to Hammond, baseline right. He's crowded, must deliver it, low on the right to Lessing. His seven-footer in congestion, rolls off, rebound Triad. Quickly down the floor to Boyd, broken up, stolen by Hammond. A run out, layup, yes! Hammond's got a deuce. 25-22 Jets. 42 seconds left in the first half. Turn of events right there. Miscue, live ball turnover by the Cardinals. Fairlawn turns it into a bucket. Here's Boyd posting up. Oh, a good swirl move. Down low on the right. 9 foot banker as he spun around Nick Brodigan. Ryan Boyd's got all the maneuvers for Triad. 25-24. 1 point lead Jets who will play for one. 17 ticks to go in the first half. Baseline right, Hammond dumps a pass into the lane. Open player, 10 footer. Nick Brodigan, no good. Strong rebound. Good! Nate Lessing hits with 5 seconds to go. Boyd dribbles behind the back. Stolen by Hammond. Long pass down the floor. Goes out of bounds. Boyd for Triad. Just one too many behind the back dribble attempts. He had it stolen from him twice in the last 90 seconds as a result of that dipsy do. As Fairlawn has doubled him frequently. Quite often here in the second quarter, in fact, as soon as he gets the ball 25 feet from the goal, and it's paid off for Fairlawn so far. Jets own a 3-point lead at the halftime break by a score of 27-24. Jets out in front. Keep in mind, though, Fairlawn led the regular season meeting by 9 over Triad, 32-23 at the halftime break. In fact, Fairlawn was up by 14 after 1, but 15 after 3 in that game before losing by 1 giving up 26 in the fourth quarter to Triad in that game in late November. Jets trying to square the series at 1-1 and take the tourney game here tonight. Three-point lead, Jets at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Pickwick School's Garbery Gym. Halftime in this sectional semifinal, lower bracket, boys division 4, 27-24, Fairlawn by 3 over Triad. Our halftime report brought to you as always by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, if you look at the team stats first, Fairlawn has a 15-7 rebounding advantage, 7-2 on the offensive boards. Both teams took really good care of the basketball. The Cardinal turned it 3 times. Jets turned it twice. 4-7 from the free throw line for Fairlawn. 4-8 for Triad. Individual scoring, Ryan Boyd with 10. They got 6 from LeVan, 4 from Watson, and then 2 each from O'Neal and Over. They scored 13 and 11, 24 for the first half. Fairlawn led by Lessing with 13. Kirtner with 7. They got 3 from Drew Brodigan, and then they got Luke Hickman with 2, Aaron Hammond with 2. They scored 15 and 12, 27-24 at the half.
Oh, what do you think of Ryan Boyd, Chuck? First time to see him.
Well, I think he's terrific. I mean, I've seen him out here. We haven't called a game, but I've watched him play. And the kid can flat out shoot it, handles the basketball well. You're right, sometimes he gets a little too much behind his back, gets himself in a little bit of trouble, but he's terrific.
Big game from Nate Lessing. Fairlawn doing all they can to post him up. Drew Brodigan is out on the floor in the corner oftentimes, and Nate's down inside.
Well, I like that. And, I mean, and they switched up to that box and one and held him to 4 points in the second quarter, but they're still doing the same thing. I mean, they're playing a box, so if you put Lessing in the middle, basically you've turned it into a 2-1-2 or a 3-2 zone. He still can catch the ball in the middle. I'm not sure how that's going to harm him in the second half.
Good first two quarters for Cody Kirtner of Fairlawn. He's pumped in 7. 5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Jets up 3 over Triad, 27-24. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
mean?
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston, and Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Fairlawn Jets 27, Triad Cardinals 24 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center, Covington to follow. That's the nightcap. Opening tip about 7:30. We'll be back on the web on Scores Broadcast with that game at about 7:25. Primary Eye Care Associates with locations in Jackson Center, Fort Laramie, Sydney, St. Louis, and Troy. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care at those locations. The location in Fort Laramie's new, make a note, no longer at South Main, but at 700 East Park, across from Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie, 700 East Park. That's at the corner of 705 and Dawson Road on the corner opposite the high school. Primary Eye Care Associates, taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. Now accepting new patients, most insurance plans as well, on the web at primaryeyecare.org, primaryeyecare.org. Primary Eye Care Associates, open Saturday mornings and evenings for your convenience. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 9.5 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County back in the early 1980s from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we take a look at the Fairlawn Jets roster and acknowledge seniors for you. There are 1, 2, 3, 4. Troy Fletcher, Logan DeMarcus, James Skeens, and Aaron Hammond. By and large, it's a young team. Those four men will be missed. They're outstanding students, great student athletes, fine players on the floor. Fletcher, DeMarcus, Skeens, and Hammond, graduating seniors this spring at Fairlawn under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go, the second half. Fairlawn Jets in the lead, 27-24 over the Triad Cardinals. Fairlawn's got the ball, first possession. Drew Brodigham, 25 feet away, lobs deep right corner to Nick. Nick Brodigham into the post to Drew. Drew steps out of the lane, looks for help. Whoops, we've got holding down low on the left. Now Nate Lessing has been the target of very aggressive defense from Triad all night long, within 8 or 10 feet of the basket. Inbound Hammond, low on the right to Drew Brodigham. Shot fake, up again, no foul.
Loose ball rebound down to Triad. Guarding up the floor, Boyd. Boyd goes behind the back, knocked away by the Jets. Picked up by O'Neal at the timeline for Triad. And the Cardinals set up the attack with Colby Watson on the dribble. 50 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Three-point lead Fairlawn. O'Neal high post. Players cut off of it. O'Neal squares, shoots the high-arching 16-foot floater. Off to the left, no good. Easy rebound garnered by Hammond. Outlet to Lesson. Deep left corner, Nick Brodigham for a three try. Bombs away, missed it. Rebound Lessing in the right corner. He gathered the ball. Guilty of walking, says the official. 6 minutes, 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And the Fairlawn Jets bench, led by head coach Justin Tidwell, not pleased with that travel call on Nate Lessing. It's been a deadlock so far here in the third quarter, a scoreless one. Nobody's put a point on the board yet. Here is Watson with the ball outside the arc. Double team for Triad. Needs help. Whips a pass. Right wing to Levan. Back to Watson. Watson on the bounce, driving hard to the foul stripe. And a push-off committed by Kirtner of the Jets. One foul each way to start the third quarter. 27-24, Fairlawn up three. Right in front of us, Watson will throw it inbounds. Watson looking for Triad, deep left corner. Gives it up on the play to Ober to O'Neal, foul line, hop, step, and a jump down the lane, banked it short. Rebound Hammond to Fairlawn. Outlet to Lessing, he explodes to the rim, running one-hander in and out. Tough break. Players scrap hard for the rebound, ball loose at the timeline, picked up on the play by Nick Brodigham. Jets have got it right back. 2 minutes gone. Nobody scored. Third quarter. Fairlawn controlling. Here's Lessing 25 feet away. Lessing being checked out there on the arc by Ober. Lobs Drew Brodigham. High post. Ducks under to the rim. Shoveled it toward the iron. And he gets a two-shot foul out of it. He might have shuffled one too many. But Drew says, hey, I'll take two shots anytime at the strike.
I'll tell you what, Nate Lessing, getting the, even when he gets the ball down around the rim, he is not getting anything easy.
No. There is a lot of contact going on both ends of the floor. You get the ball within 8 or 9 feet of the basket, you'd better count on being bumped, if not around the waist, maybe on the arm a little bit while shooting.
Yeah, you better be strong with it, that's for sure.
First free throw, Drew Brodigham, yes, he's got it. Four-point lead, Jets. Make it 5, 29-24. Fairlawn on top. And that's the Jets' biggest cushion of this game, 5 points. Triad yet to put a point on the board in the second half. Bounce pass to Boyd. Boyd posting up down low. Hammond reaches in, tries to steal, and he caused a turnover to walk. Good help out by Hammond of Fairlawn. Well, that's what you got to have when Boyd gets it down low for Triad or when Lessing gets it down low for Fairlawn. You need help on those two outstanding offensive players. Here's a backcourt holding foul. It goes against Alec Ober of the Triad Cardinals. He picked up number three. Far too aggressive right in front of official Denny Dyer. Five-point lead Jets. Drew Brodigham, high post, spin move, doesn't shoot. Gives it up out back to Kirtner for a triple. No good off the back iron. The ball went above the glass, hit a support. High atop the backboard, ruled out of bounds. Cardinals will bring it down the floor. Only 2 points scored between the clubs so far in the third quarter. Not a field goal yet. 5:21 remaining, third period of play. Dribbling timeline. It is Watson. Weaves to Boyd through the head of the key. Right back to Levan. Three-point try. Curled out. No good. Rebound down to Lessing. Ahead to Hammond for Fairlawn. Jets can go up seven here. Hammond gave it up. Got it back. Threw it to Drew Brodigham. Left corner. Top of the circle. Nick Brodigham. He's got room down the lane. Running one-hander. A lot of rim. Good! It danced around the iron, hit every inch of the orange brace, and finally trickled through. 7-point lead, Jets. Dribble drive. It is LeVayan. Flips it back out of the arc to Boyd. Boyd's got it 25 feet away. Hands off on the play to LeVayan. LeVayan to Boyd. Stolen, knocked free by Kirtner to Lessing. The Hammond layup. Got it. 9-point lead. Fairlawn. Jets up 33-24. Timeout. Cardinals halfway through the third. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambout Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Chuck, as we look around, Garbery Gym here at Pickwell High School. A number of fans have got us tuned in on their phones.
Now we have to be correct when we call stuff.
Exactly. And Fairlawn is up 9, 33-24. I'm looking directly at the scoreboard.
There you go. No. And at the other end, same score.
Exactly. Triad's got the ball to her left. Dribble drive down the lane. Ball flipped deep right corner. LeVayan tries to post up. Goes to Boyd. Back to LeVayan. Dribble drive in the paint. Now to Boyd. Baseline right. A lot of traffic, and Fairlawn got a piece of the ball, knocked it back out to the arc. Triad restarts. Not a point scored in 4 minutes and 20 seconds here in the third quarter by Triad. Fairlawn's defense has been excellent. Dribble drive, LeVayan almost walked. He's down low on the right. Ball thrown out to the jump shooter. Long 3-point try. Good! In off the bench, Briley Harlan, 6-foot sophomore, came in as a substitute for head coach Matt McCurdy, and he drained a three to make it a 6-point game, 33-27. Hickman posting up in the lane. Hickman turns, got it. Nice shot, 10-footer. Steal, Keyshawn Johnson to Nick Brodigham. Overshoots from 10. Lessing goes after the rebound, can't get it. Ball knocked out of bounds in the corner. Lessing might have gotten away with a foul. Out of bounds to the Jets, who say we'll take it.
He definitely got away with an over-the-back down there. Shook the ball loose.
35-27. Jets up 8. Deep right corner. It goes on the play to Hammond. Well, love the way Luke Hickman's come in, and he's taking shots. Good looks. He's had them. You might as well shoot them.
Well, I didn't like his first two that he took the threes down.
Yeah.
He's taking shots out of the offense. He plays. He is tough in the middle. Good shooter.
He's got a fine stroke from 15 feet on in. Keyshawn Johnson, seconds ago for Fairlawn, barged down the middle, clearly charged. Offensive foul, and Triad gets it back. Triad with just 3 points in the quarter, and that a long triple by a substitute who's come in off the bench. Harlan knocked one down, 8-point lead Fairlawn, 2:35 to go in the third. Baseline right, back to the basket, Watson. On him is Johnson. Ball rotated, deep left corner. Now Harlan, now LeVayan. Fairlawn's defense has been very, very tight. Is that a box and one now by Fairlawn, Chuck, or a man defense?
No, they're still playing man.
Right, here's O'Neal deep in the right corner. Gives a screen to Watson, who shoots baseline. Arching 15-footer, long, no good. Rebound off Lessing, picked up by O'Neal. Turns and banks it in. 35-29, Fairlawn up 6. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Lessing to midcourt for Fairlawn. Veers off to the right. Hands to Keyshawn Johnson, 25 feet away. Into Hickman. Turnaround, 15-footer. Bingo! Wow, Hickman was well guarded. O'Neal had it in right in his eyeballs. Hickman turned at the foul stripe and swished it. He's coming up big. Here is Watson, faking left, going right through the top of the key. Johnson all over him, foul. Fairlawn. common personal, three each way. Minute 39 to go, third quarter. Jets up 8, 37-29. How many now for Hickman, Chuck?
Hickman's got six.
Inbounds pass, center court, reaching in to steal. Nick Brodigham can't get it. Ball thrown to Harlan. Harlan on the arc. Deep right corner, Watson. Straight away. The guard for Tryon almost shot it. Threw it back outside to Levan. Dribble drive, Watson, right side of the lane. Beats resistance. Ducks under Hickman and banks it up and good. Nice play, Colby Watson of Tryon, which is back within six, 37-31. 1 minute left to go, third quarter. Lessing on the arc to Nick Brodigham. Nick on the bounce. Dribbles, almost pushed off. Nick to the foul line, back to Hammond. Right wing, it goes to Kirtner. Hammond sets a screen, 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Jets are going to milk the clock and play for one. Here's Lessing, double teamed. Gives it to Hammond, 30 feet away. Left corner, Nick, back to Lessing, low on the left. He's boxed in. He has the ball stripped. There's a tug of war for it. It is off of fingertips, left and right, out of bounds. Not controlled by Tryon. It goes back to Fairlawn with 33 seconds to go.
That looked a little like MMA down there on that possession.
It was a hot potato. Inbounds pass, Hickman, baseline left. Missed the 10-foot J. Rebound Tryon. 26 seconds to go, third quarter. Baseline drive, Fairlawn strips it. Lessing leaking out other way. Layup got it. 39-31, Tryon back in a jiffy. 2-on-2, Cardinals bring it out. 11 seconds to go in the third. Jets up 8. It's been as many as 9. Here's Boyd with 3 seconds to go. Stops and pops, 3-pointer. Climbs off the rim. Strong rebound, Hickman. Third quarter's over. 39-31, Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Because of Francis Schulze and other strong and healthy employers, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, also promoted by scoresbroadcast.com. On the web at francisschulze.com. That's Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. Opening seconds, fourth quarter. 8-point lead, Fairlawn. Tryon's got the ball. Deep left side, it's Levan. Levan on the bounce, hangs onto the ball. Watson posts up in the lane along with O'Neal. Now it's thrown to Boyd on the arc. Boyd dribbling. He was pretty silent, Chuck, in that third quarter. Jets did a good job on him.
I think he only got one shot off. Didn't score.
Watson drives. Baseline Levan. Back to Watson. Good defense, Kirtner. Watson posting up. He shook his defender, and he threw it in with the left hand. Twirling move down inside. Watson of Tryon makes it a 6-point game. 39-33. 7:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Lessing top of the circle. Handoff on the play to Nick Brodigham. Screen from Hammond. Left side, Kirtner on the bounce. They overload to the left, try to isolate Lessing on the near side. Watson defends. Watson backs off a little bit now. 4 team fouls on Fairlawn, 3 on Tryon. Cardinals defensively, Chuck, in a man now?
Yeah, they're playing straight man.
Lessing 25 feet away, right flank Kirtner, right corner Nick Brodigam, feeds Lessing into the post, poked away, you've got a loose ball, tie up, a scrum, arrow favors Fairline. Hickman dived on it, salvaged the possession for the Jets. Every time that ball goes to Nate Lessing, he is getting hooked under both arms by a defender from each side. Fairline doing the same to Ryan Boyd of Triad. 6.5 to go in the fourth, 6-point lead Fairline. Hickman comes out to catch, high right, goes to Kirtner, 25 feet away. Now Lessing on the top of the circle, Watson on him, now to Hammond. Hammond to Hickman, 20 feet out. Ball rotated far left corner. Levan is on Kirtner, now Nick Brodigam, other side of the floor. Jets milking the clock, 2 minutes gone now in the fourth. 6-point lead, 39-33. Triad's got the only goal in this period. Here's a tripping foul against Triad, 25 feet from the basket. It looked like it was Riley Harlan who got his leg tangled with the Jets player. Team foul situation, four each direction now, with 5:50 to go in the game. Here's a bad pass on the play by Nick Brodigam, stolen by Boyd, and then knocked away from Boyd. Nick Brodigam gets it back, 3-on-2 break. Lessing drives, blocked, long rebound, jump shot, Kirtner, good! And he's fouled. Oh, what a play. Fairline stole it from Boyd, blocked shot by Triad, loose ball, rebound to Kirtner. He drained a 12-footer. And he was smacked on the arm as he released. He's at the stripe. Chance for Fairline to go back up by 9 again. Jets do. Free throw on target. 42-33. Jets lead it. Biggest lead of this game, 9 points. 5:30 to go in the fourth. With the ball 25 feet out, dribbling Watson. Penetrates below the foul stripe to Boyd. He navigates the middle. He might have bounced it off his foot. He did. He kicked it against the Indians wall to her left. It's got the big Indians logo on a bright blue mat. And he smacked it right off his shoe top. Timeout called. Cardinals. Chuck will keep it right here to let our listeners know all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. 9-point lead. Jets just short of halfway gone here in the fourth and final quarter. Yeah, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on its walls right beside the picks of current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barnhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is ideal for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. Brookins, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like it. Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. All the way down to 4:40 left to go, fourth quarter. Fairline clings to a 9-point lead, and they are running seconds off the clock. Precious time being evaporated right now by the Jets, who work the ball 20 feet away. Here's Nick Brodigam, baseline. Ball reversed, near side. Kirtner, who got the lay-in. Patience by the Jets paid off in a big way.
Great look that time by Hammonds.
And Kirtner has made two outstanding field goals in succession. You're right, Chuck. Tremendous feed by Hammonds. Here is Triad out of control. Missed shot. Rebound down to Fairline. Jets into the corner. Hammond on top. 11-point game now. Biggest difference. Here's a steal. Hammond had it ripped away. Lessing got it back to Hammond. Driving, shooting. Wild shot off the glass. Rebound. Cardinals down 11. 3:52 to go. Fourth quarter. Dribble drive through the lane. Levan outside to Ober. On top, Levan, down the paint, doesn't shoot. Now Watson's got it, 25 feet away. Watson on the bounce, fakes right, goes left. Oh, good pass to O'Neal, driving layup is good. Beautiful assist by Watson. O'Neal on the finish, 9-point game, 44-35 in favor of the Jets. 3:20 to go here in the fourth. Foul line, Hammond. Baseline left, Kirtner on top to Hickman. To Lessing, foul line extended left. Hickman shot fake, almost let it go, didn't. All the way down to 3:08 remaining. Five team fouls on Triad. Deep right corner, Hickman. Cross court, out of trouble to Hammond. Hammond, left side of the floor, Nick Brodigan. Into the lane, hand off to Hickman, layup, good! Oh, the ball reversal by Fairlawn, superb. Back to 11. 46-35, 2:45 to go in the fourth. Kirtner and Hickman supporting Lessing big time. Long three-point try, Levan of Triad, missed it, no good. Rebound volleyball to Kirtner, to Hickman. Up the floor, right side to Lessing, and the Jets take a timeout. Fairlawn in business, up by 11. 46-35, 2:29 to go on scorersbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
Frisch's, your Sydney location. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's?
I could use a little soup and maybe some strawberry pie, but that's probably a little too early in the season.
And a little veggie or chili soup, either one, outstanding. Here is Fairlawn in the lead by 11 with the ball. 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. 25 feet away. Ball handed from Keyshawn Johnson to Nick Brodigan, and he is fouled. Still a common personal. Not the 1-on-1 yet for Fairlawn. In fact, Triad's got to commit another one before the Jets shoot. Don't forget, Goffney Furniture has outstanding high-quality furniture. Priced just right to meet your budget. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Here's Keyshawn Johnson, takes the inbounds pass. Dish low to the right to Hammond. Hammond crashes the board, shot no good, but he is walloped. He's got two free throws coming. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for even more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Furniture Design Center and Room Planning Service. One free throw made, one missed by Fairlawn, which leads by a dozen. 2:03 left to go in the game. Top of the circle, long jump shot. Thrown up there by Unger, no good. Ricochets off the iron, out of bounds, left corner. And Fairlawn's got the possession, up 12. A minute 59 to go, 47-35.
That'd be strong with the ball, make free throws, and they'll win the basketball game.
In November, Fairlawn led Triad by 15 with 7 to go, blew it, lost by 1. Triad's got to pull off a miracle tonight. Down 12, not with 7 to go, but with a minute 57 to go.
Well, it does have a 7 in it.
Yes, it does. Keyshawn Johnson, free throw line for Fairlawn as he was corralled and bumped in backcourt. 1-1, team foul 8 on Triad. Johnson missed it, off to the right. Oh, Lessing goes way up high over the back for the rebound. Could have been called for a foul, lost it, got it back, shot it, missed it. Might have gotten away with steps. Foul against Triad. And Lessing will shoot. I tell you what, Nate Lessing has hustled his tail off every single second of this game. He has been a demon on the boards. 1-1 for Lessing. He shoots and missed it. As good a player as Nate is, Chuck, he's missed three fouls tonight.
Yeah, he's 3 for 6. That's not like him.
No, he shoots threes far better than 50%. Second shot, Nate, on the way. Good. 48-35, fair one. Minute 47 to go in the fourth quarter. Dribbling up the floor, it is LeVan. Gives it up straight away to Watson. Drives hard, right corner, find Diva Johnson, who caused the turnover. Keyshawn Johnson's come up big defensively in this game. He's been harassing Triad's perimeter players all night.
Yeah, you see, they don't need him to score. If he scores, that's just gravy. But boy, can he play defense.
Yep, sure can. Full court pressure by Triad against Fairlawn. Well, what a heck of a defensive second half by the Jets tonight. Do the math for me, Chuck.
11 points.
11 measly points in the entire last two quarters for Triad. Hammond give and go down the lane. Lessing, he's got it. Teardrop right in front. Well, Aaron Hammond has had some special passing going on here in the fourth quarter. Here's a left corner jump shot. High archer by Triad. Way long, no good. Rebound low on the left. Rimmed foul against the Jets. And a Bronx cheer from the Triad crowd. Harlan fouled on the play. He's got two free throws coming. Tell you what, it's been a rough game. And Fairlawn has really dished it out. Jets at times may have gotten away with not body slams, but hands on the Triad players. And the Triad bench is checking right now with head coach referee Denny Dyer. Triad coach Matt McCurdy says, hey, haven't called it both ways, really, have you?
Yeah, well, that's the kind of question you ask when you're down 13 in the fourth quarter.
Free throw situation here by Triad. Both shots pumped up and made. 1 minute to go. The lead is 13 for the Fairlawn Jets. Ball struck top of the key. Nice steal. Feed to LeVan. LeVan barrels down the floor. Driving layup. Good. And a foul against Fairlawn. Four very quick points by the Cardinals, who trailed just 10 seconds ago by 15. Now it's 11. A chance for it to go to 10 at the stripe for Triad. Hadley LeVan, 5'9 sophomore. Shots in the air, front rim, backboard. Missed it. No good. Chance for a three-point play. Couldn't knock it down. Rebound lost out of bounds by the Jets. This Triad team, Chuck, graduates no one except Ryan Boyd. Now, Boyd averaged 19 a game, but everyone else is back. So you can anticipate the Cardinals winning a game or two in the sectional next year. Here's a long left corner jumper. No good by LeVan. Long rebound. Fairlawn. Here's a big heave to Hammond. Hammond leaked out the other way. Got the cripple at the other end. Loose ball midcourt. Scrum for it. Pile up. Fairlawn Jets. Triad Cardinals in a goal line stand at about the half-yard line. And tempers just for an instant began to flare. But now the Jets grab a hold of the hot teammates. Cardinals grab a hold of their hot teammates. Hammond comes out. Good choice. Yes. 52-39. 13-point lead, Fairlawn. 33 seconds to go. Here's Boyd, top of the circle, sprints between a couple players, running one-hander, soft touch. It's good. Timeout called by Triad. Excellent maneuver by Ryan Boyd as he skipped through the paint and flipped one in off the front rim, backboard, and it went down. 52-41 in favor of the Jets. Don't forget now, Sydney Car Care does outstanding car repair service. Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, more than 40 years of workmanship on cars. And they take care of all kinds of cars and trucks for you. That's on 4th Avenue in Sydney. Sydney Car Care, between the hospital and the drive-in. Call them, make an appointment. Quick in, quick out. Prop service, affordably priced. 492-9495. 492-9495. Sydney Car Care, 4th Avenue in Sydney. Todd Brown, Corey Shreves do a wonderful job. Very honest with you. They'll not charge you for more than you need. Very honest, fair. affordably priced and prompt service. Here's Fairlawn beating pressure. Hickman right down the pipe all the way to the rim. Banked it up and in. Luke Hickman. Super game for Luke. And the Jets are up 13 with 14.5 to go. 54-41 Jets. Fairlawn has parlayed a very crisp passing second half offense along with dynamite defense into a 13-point lead. Seconds remaining. Fairlawn substitutes freely. Jets will advance on to a lower bracket sectional championship game on Saturday at 7 against the winner of game 2 tonight between Covington and Jackson Center. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice. It reaches out to aid small businesses in the region, providing high-tech computer solutions such as upgrades, remote management, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone him at 538-6948. That's 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. 4.4 to go after a Fairlawn turnover. Free throws coming for LeVan for the Cardinals, fouled in the act of shooting a long jump shot. Was it a three, Chuck?
Yeah, it was a three. He kind of leaned in. So he had a chance to score some points here at the end of the game.
Very cosmetic finish. Two free throws made by LeVan. It's 54-43. It may wind up a 10-point game, but it was double digits in excess of 10 for the bulk of the final part of the fourth quarter. Last free throw, hit the rim, went way up, came down, fell through. Hickman in backcourt, and he is going to finish the game with the ball in his hands. Luke Hickman was a star tonight for the Fairlawn Jets, who down the Triad Cardinals 54-44, avenging a season-opening defeat at the hands of Triad 65-64 at Triad back in November when the Jets blew a late 15-point lead. Fairlawn Jets advanced to 16-7 on the year, and the Triad Cardinals close out the campaign with a mark of 17-7. Triad defeated here tonight by Fairlawn 54-44, and now the Jets can sit back, relax in the stands here at Pickwell High School, enjoy the final game of the night, and watch Jackson Center play Covington. The Jets get the winner Saturday night at 7. This reminder will go offline in just a few minutes, then return online about 5 minutes before the start of our second and final game tonight between Jackson Center and Covington. So we will go offline, then return with a little Van Halen jump music prior to the start of our pregame before game 2 tonight. Chuck, who was our standout performer tonight for the Fairlawn Jets? I think I know who you're going to pick.
Well, Nate Lessing had 18, and that's about 7 below his season average, so I can't give it to him. I thought Luke Hickman, he came in the game, took a couple of bad threes to start it, and then from that point on, the kid was terrific. Took good shots out of the offense, had some good rebounds, ended up with 10 points. Luke Hickman is the Clancy's player of the game.
Yeah, Luke provides Fairlawn with that mid-range jumper at the mid-post spot, and he's very good at that. He's got soft touch, nice arch. He's going to be a fine player for the Jets in the months to come for certain. And Luke Hickman wins the Clancy Star of the Game honor tonight. He's the recipient of the award. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Fairlawn Jets with a sterling second half. Pull away from Triad to win it, but 10, 54-44. The difference was in excess of 10 the last 3 or 4 minutes of this game. 3 free throws made in the last few seconds by the Cardinals to make it a 10-point difference. Excellent support in scoring tonight for Mr. Nate Lessing, the leading scorer for the Jets. Game in, game out, Luke Hickman with 10. Outstanding contest, Cody Kirtner with 12 for the Fairlawn Jets. And some very crisp passing by all of the Jets, including Aaron Hammond. Fairlawn wins it.
Yeah, they played well. They weathered a kind of a tough start and played really good basketball the second half. Outscored them 27-20 in the second half after being up 3 at the half.
And avenging that November setback at Triad, 65-64, when Fairlawn blew a 15-point lead with 7 minutes to go. Again, this reminder, we'll go offline for about 10 or 12 minutes, then return online to bring you a short pregame in advance of the opening tip of the game between Jackson Center and Covington. That's our second game of the night. For Ed Gish, our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering, Jack Kramer saying we will return shortly. Final score, game one, Fairlawn 54, Triad 44.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.